Today, the church celebrates the feast of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can hear from the narrative of Matthew in the gospel. Jesus took three of his disciples, three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John. The first question here is, why did he take only those three and not all the 12 apostles? The simple answer is, his journey to the mountain, the transfiguration, was to strengthen them against the scandal of the cross. And you will see at his on the last day in the garden, when he will be arrested, there will be only three of these, Peter, James, and John, who will be there in the garden with him when he will be arrested, tortured, and condemned. And so by his taking these three to the mountain, he is trying to strengthen them in their faith against the scandal of the cross that was forthcoming. And then as they were there, Jesus transfigured before them. And they were looking. Two other people came around. They saw Moses and Elijah conversing with Jesus Christ. What is the meaning of these two Old Testament figures? Elijah here was representing the prophets, and Moses here was representing the law. And so the law and the prophets come over and then subsumed in the Lord Jesus. He is there, no covering them. And as they were talking, Peter and the others, they were so kind of, they really loved what they saw, because it was a glimpse of the glory of heaven. And so they could not find themselves, they couldn't imagine themselves going back. And so he had to ask, if you permit me, I'll build three tents here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And as he was saying this, a cloud cast over them. And then a voice came from the cloud. Of course, you know, in the Old Testament, the biblical figure, cloud represents the presence of God. And so this means God is right in there with them. And from the cloud here came this voice. Here is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. You remember sometime at the baptism of Jesus, that same voice came. And as the evangelist described, during the baptism, the heavens opened, giving us a symbol of that union again. Because after the fall of the first man, the heavens closed. But this time the heavens opened and a voice came saying, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. It stopped there. But this time around, it went further to say, listen to him. A confirmation. And then also what our Lord God himself telling us what to do. Listen to him. If you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was addressing the people. He told them, the Lord your God will choose for you a prophet just like me. Him alone shall you listen to. I think it is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 15. Him shall you listen to. So, what is coming up here? It says, him shall you listen to. And you see the presence of Moses here, linking the Old Testament. And again, you hear the voice of God saying, listen to him. And then towards the gospel, you will also hear another person the Blessed Virgin Mary, telling the people, do what he tells you. Do what he tells you. And if you can link the whole thing, then the whole Old and New Testament all sum up to one thing: listening to him, the word that came to the world, into the world. Listen to him. So, my dear friends in Christ, today, the revelation here, the transfiguration, shows the glory of God, revealing the glory of heaven to these three guys who will be there when he, during that dark moment when the Lord Jesus will be arrested. But then the important thing here that we all should go home with is listen to him. Listen to him. In the Old Testament, Moses had said, the Lord your God will appoint for you a prophet just like me. Him alone should you listen to. And here this one says, listen to him. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, telling the steward, says, do what he tells you. And that means all we as Christians, we have to do is always to listen to him, because he is the word. In him, everything was made. He came into the world to save us. All he wants us to do is listen to him. And the Lord Jesus himself says, the sheep that belong to me hear my voice. They follow me. I know them, and I know them. So before then, if for you to be known, you have to listen to him and you have to follow him. We pray and ask God to help us to heed the words of the Father and listen to him. That's the important thing. Listen to him. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.